Good morning to you all, and welcome to our Harvest Festival service this morning. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The peace of the Lord be always with you. May the God of love bring us back to himself and forgive our sins and assure us of his eternal love. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The prayer for today, the collect. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness, and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need and for our own well-being. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The gospel reading is from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. Again, he began to teach beside the lake. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the lake and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the lake on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed. Some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. The other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no roots, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil and brought forth grain growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." This is the gospel of the Lord. So my gardening and sowing seed knowledge is really not great. I did one year plant a load of sunflower seeds. There was about 20 of them that we had kind of germinating in the conservatory because it was really warm in that room. And about two of them, I think, managed to grow into sunflowers once we'd moved them outside. Recently, at the house that we own, we sowed some grass seed. There were a few bare patches. So, like any good person, I read the instructions on the box. I ignored the instructions on the box. And then I just threw them around wherever I wanted. It's pretty much what happened. In the hope that some would take, some might not take. Hopefully some grass would grow on those bare patches. We did water it, just to clarify. We did actually do a little bit of care for it. But the trouble is, I then get really impatient. I go out every day and check if anything's happened to the seed. Of course, nothing has happened to the seed for the first, probably, I don't know, week, 2 weeks. By that point, I've lost interest, and I don't go and check it anymore. Because it takes time for any seed to grow. And to be honest, I probably did sow a little bit too much grass seed. Because there are some really great, thick patches of grass, unlike the rest of it, with my liberal sprinkling of grass seed around. In our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus teaching and talking in parables to the crowd that had gathered to listen. Most of those listening would have some farming knowledge. They would have probably worked in that industry in some way. They would be familiar as to how the seed would be thrown into the ground. This would have been a thin layer of topsoil over a shelf of limestone. The person sowing the seeds would, like me, just literally throw it around. And that was how they did it, not knowing if all of it would produce a crop. Once the seed had been scattered, the ground would then be ploughed, and then they would continue to look after it till the harvest. And as with anything, there was a balance of knowing that some of the seed would not flourish and produce anything, but also knowing that some of the seed would. So hearing Jesus say the that the sower sowed the seed where there was a path, where there was rocky ground, that it was among thorns, would have been no surprise. That would have been their experience too. But what they wouldn't have expected in the parable was that the seed would yield 30, 60, 100-fold. 30-fold would have been a plentiful harvest at that time. 60-fold would have been seen as a bumper crop. And 100-fold would have been seen as utter perfection. But as always with Jesus and parables, it's not really about farming, but it's about the kingdom of God. However, the slightly strange occurrence in this parable is that as he's speaking, Jesus is literally doing what the sower is doing as he sows his seeds. Some of his words will fall on rocky ground. Some of his words won't be heard and taken in. Hence why he uses the word listen in verse 3 and verse 9. He starts with listen, which in Greek, and this is not very good pronunciation by me, I warn you now, is the Greek is kuate, which can be translated as listen as well as hear. In verse 9, Jesus concludes with the words, "Let anyone who has ears to hear listen." Or another translation states, "If you have ears to hear, then hear." And that word, hear, would have sparked a memory for the good Jewish people listening. In our family, we are a little bit strange sometimes, and you can say just one word, which sparks is the beginning of a song, which then you get the next line of that lyric repeated to you. Sometimes I think of it too late, and I have to go back and go, say that word again, just so I can say the line in my head of a song and get it out. For those listening to Jesus, the word hear would have done the same. Because for them, the Shema prayer starts with, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart," which is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. And that prayer, the Shema prayer, the hear prayer, is the centerpiece for the daily and morning evening prayer services in Judaism. And for some, it's considered the most essential prayer they have. It's an affirmation of who God is and his kingship. And that's where that prayer gets its name. Shema can be translated as hear or listen. So just like in the Greek akouate, listen, hear, in our gospel reading, the Shema is more than just hearing and listening and forgetting. To hear is to absorb it into one's heart. Absorb it into one's life. And for it to change us, it's about hearing and then doing. And I'm sure you're sat there wondering, other than the parable about sowing seeds, what this has to do with harvest, which we celebrate today. And today, we've given food at the front here, as you can see, that's going to be placed on the table for those who need it later, as well as having the auction, where the proceeds will go to the Bishop's Harvest Appeal, which this year is in partnership with the Leprosy Mission, which will enable those who have leprosy or are recovering from it to be able to grow their own food and raise their own standard of living. What we give in the auction or in terms of the food that others will use, we won't know who's received what. We won't know the effects of what we give today. Through the Bishop's Harvest Appeal, we know that there are people who still are affected with leprosy. And the stigma that is still attached to that disease can make it hard for people to access clean water or to work. And our giving today is a bit like that seed being thrown around. Some of it will land in a good place and people will be thankful. Some of it may land and people aren't thankful or don't remember to say thank you for what they get and receive. We won't know the effects of what we give. But as we listen to God's word and as we hear God's word, and when we let that sink into the very depths of who we are, and we respond accordingly, and we might not always see the results of those who we have helped, but we trust that it will go to the right place and to those who need it most. So we finish with a prayer. Let's pray. God of abundant life and grace, whose Son proclaimed good news to the poor, fed the hungry and healed the sick, we pray your blessing on the people of Sri Lanka, on their farmers and those struggling economically, and particularly on those affected by leprosy. As we give thanks for all that we have, may our thanks overflow with the joy of giving. Give us the imagination and generosity to share our plentiful resources with those in need. That your gospel of salvation be life-giving and life-changing. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we bring all our prayers together as we say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of all goodness and growth, pour his blessing upon all created things and upon you, his children, that we may use his gifts to his glory and to the welfare of all peoples. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.